you were to eavesdrop on the continuous stream of your conscious thoughts, you might be surprised to hear whispers of sabotage. The overbearing voice of the ego is constantly striving to dominate the passionate voice of the soul. By the time most people reach their 20s, the ego has declared victory. Sometimes, the voice of the ego sounds like background static. Other times, it sounds like blaring headline news. Renowned psychologist Carl Jung referred to the constant mental chatter of the ego as psychic tension. Many people suffer from this type of stress. The ego best communicates throughout the landscape of the mind by providing a steady stream of negative or fear-based thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions that, over time, begin to cloud most everything you see. As if this isn't bad enough, current consumer marketing techniques employ the same in-your-face tactics by attacking your points of vulnerability, where you are the most sensitive to criticism. The end result is that you are constantly being barraged by negative thoughts from both internal and external sources. The implications are daunting. While it may be easy to turn off the radio or television, it becomes a little more challenging, yet not impossible, to redirect the mental chatter of the ego toward the sage voice of positive feedback and affirmations. Using an apt metaphor, the negative voice of the ego that feeds subliminal and perhaps obvious messages of fear is similar to the broadcast of a local radio station. The good news is that there is a better choice of quality programming to listen to. Primarily, the optimistic voice that provides a clear message of your highest qualities and human potential. I call these qualities the muscles of the soul. And they include, but are not limited to, optimism, humor, integrity, courage, gratitude, patience, forgiveness, humbleness, imagination, acceptance, persistence, honesty, faith, and compassion, all of which comprise the many colors of love's rainbow. Rest assured that these inner resources are not gifts for a chosen few. They are birthrights for everyone. I refer to these attributes as muscles of the soul because these inherent traits are always available to get through each and every hellacious experience gracefully, with no trace of anger, animosity, or resentment. Today, most people take a passive rather than active role in their lives. Moreover, we live in a culture that strongly influences us not to exercise these muscles, and certainly not to promote a positive internal voice of optimism. Yet, if you were to talk to those people who have groomed themselves for success, From Olympic athletes and musicians to the countless untold heroes of every age, you would find that they have learned to switch the mind's radio dial from the nagging voice of the ego to the passionate, grounded voice of the soul. In doing so, they have become the master of their destiny on the voyage of their highest human potential. The same potential fate is ours, if we choose to do so. Remember, confidence is not the same thing as arrogance. Affirmations become the mind's compass, leading the way toward humble success. The following are empowering affirmations to awaken the often slumbering human spirit. Suggestions offered for your internal radio station. The purpose is for you to consciously reprogram and incorporate these thoughts into the perpetual running tapes of your conscious and unconscious minds so that you may achieve what Carl Jung called psychic equilibrium or mental homeostasis. And this is the foundation for all success. The ultimate goal in this process is to reclaim your mental and spiritual sovereignty, which in turn allows you to transition from inertia to inspiration, from victim to victor on the path of what Joseph Campbell called the hero's journey. Please feel free to embellish, edit, and adapt any or all of these affirmations to best suit your needs. Keep in mind that, as with any new skill, listening to these might seem awkward at first, yet after a few sessions, it will become quite normal. In fact, second nature. Soon you will notice that these thoughts, these affirmations, will become integrated into your normal thinking process, especially in times of personal challenge, and brightly color everything you do with confidence and grace. The following affirmations are created and spoken in a positive mindset in the present tense to harness the greatest power of the unconscious mind. For the best effect, please listen to each affirmation as you inhale, and then silently repeat the phrase to yourself as you exhale. To begin this exercise, please take a nice, slow, deep breath, comfortably slow and comfortably deep, to help clear your mind. I seek balance in my life by bringing an optimistic perspective to everyday challenges, big and small. I invite the powers of my conscious and unconscious minds to work together to promote and realize my highest potential. I employ the attitude of forgiveness toward myself and others so that I may free myself from anger and proceed gracefully on my life's journey. I utilize the skill of patience daily to keep an even flow in my life stream of energy. I am honest with my inner thoughts and feelings, which in turn allows me to be honest in all my words and actions. I have faith that all events in my life unfold as they should, for the highest good of all concerned. I am grateful for all the many blessings in my life, even those that first appear to be less than desirable. Each day, I express the attitude of acceptance with those things that are clearly beyond my control. Through humbleness, I treat myself and others with respect and dignity. In my heart, I hold the courage to accomplish all endeavors which appear to challenge my integrity. Each day, I search out those things which lighten my heart with humor and a smile. I am a creative person, and I cultivate my creative skills daily. Through the daily integration, balance, and harmony of mind, body, spirit, and emotions, I return to a sense of optimal health and well-being. I willfully participate in the splendid connectedness of life. I am a lovable person, and I am worthy of love's expression through compassion and action. Love is the greatest energy in the universe, and I bring love through my heart with each breath. I seek balance in my life by bringing an optimistic perspective to everyday challenges, big and small. I invite the powers of my conscious and unconscious minds to work together to promote and realize my highest potential. I employ the attitude of forgiveness toward myself and others so that I may free myself from anger and proceed gracefully on my life's journey. I utilize the skill of patience daily to keep an even flow in my life stream of energy. I am honest with my inner thoughts and feelings, which in turn allows me to be honest in all my words and actions. I have faith that all events in my life unfold as they should, for the highest good of all concerned. I am grateful for all the many blessings in my life, even those that first appear to be less than desirable. Each day, I express the attitude of acceptance with those things that are clearly beyond my control. Through humbleness, I treat myself and others with respect and dignity. In my heart, I hold the courage to accomplish all endeavors which appear to challenge my integrity. Each day, I search out those things which lighten my heart with humor and a smile. I am a creative person, and I cultivate my creative skills daily. Through the daily integration, balance, and harmony of mind, body, spirit, and emotions, I return to a sense of optimal health and well-being. I willfully participate in the splendid connectedness of life. I am a lovable person, and I am worthy of love's expression through compassion and action. Love is the greatest energy in the universe, and I bring love through my heart with each breath.